Afghan women's rights to education, to university, to work, and to fulfill their dreams. All of this was the focus of talks between the United Nations and the Taliban in Kabul this week. On her return, UN Deputy Chief Amina Mohammed told Al Jazeera she was there to amplify women's voices.
The women are getting trodden on. They need to breathe, they need to come back, they need to have their rights protected and given back to them where they've been taken away. It is incredibly important.
Last month, the Taliban banned women from attending university. They've also been barred from secondary education and some government jobs. The Taliban says it's looking for solutions, but also wants to discuss international sanctions.
There was schools open, there was universities open. They have been, again, suspended, and we are working on finding a permanent solution that this economic situation was precipitated by the 20-year occupation, and it has been exacerbated by the reimposition of sanctions, by asset freezes, and by restrictions on banking.
When the Taliban took power in August 2021, the US froze $9.5 billion in the Afghan Central Bank's money that was held in the US. It later announced a transfer of $3.5 billion of that money to a fund it says will help Afghanistan's economy, but the money won't be managed directly by the Afghan government. Continuing sanctions means Afghanistan's banking system remains largely cut off from the rest of the world. Meanwhile, the UN says 9 of 10 households aren't getting enough to eat. Some analysts say even if sanctions are eased, it's unlikely policies on women are going to change.
The underlying foundational principle of that Islamic emirate is that the emir, Sheikh Haibatullah, has unchallenged authority to pass any decree which he likes.
As a Muslim, UN Deputy Chief Amina Mohammed says she hopes to convince the Taliban otherwise.
Iqra, the first word in the Quran, we're talking about knowledge, seeking light. But I don't see anywhere that says, you know, we don't have a right to education.
The UN says it will continue to push for progress so women in Afghanistan are not excluded from public life. Laura Khan, Al Jazeera.